The Pig and Whistle Inn was built in 1929 on the shores of Lake Ontario by former Burlington Mayor and MP Hughes Cleaver. Located on Lakeshore Road at Burloak Drive, its original address was 5527 Lakeshore Road. Hughes Cleaver was a lawyer and developer, who purchased the property for the inn from C. Thompson, a farmer. In 1929, Mr. Cleaver became associated with a company called English Inns Limited. With plans to build four inns in the Tudor Revival style, with imitation thatched roofs, the Red Dragon in Grimsby, the Black Horse in Niagara Falls, the Pig and Whistle in Burlington, originally named the Lenexa Inn, and another in Oakville which was never built. The Pig and Whistle under construction 1928-1929. Burlington Historical Society. The landmark structure is unique in Burlington and rare in Ontario. A one-and-a-half-story English Tudor Revival style, based on late Victorian and Edwardian Tudor vernacular timber frame houses, originally stuccoed, with a high-pitched truncated hipped roof with thatched-look rolled asphalt shingles. It is said to be an authentic post and beam timber structure, with a large fieldstone chimney at the east end of the front elevation. The second-level windows are recessed into the roof with curved eyebrows. The eyebrow feature was repeated over the front entrance and over one lower-level window. The 1929 development of the inn, with tourist cabins, along the Lakeshore Highway became an attractive place to stay for travelers, at the gateway to Burlington on the border of Bronte. Its location across from the lakefront enhanced its status. Before Lakeshore Road was widened, the inn had a driveway that circled around a large tree, which shaded the property. On opening day, two Scots bagpipers piped in front of the inn and there was a Tudor-style menu, roast suckling pig. Nearby resident, Annie Curtis, cooked one of the pigs in her kitchen. The property was sold several times between 1937 and the 1980s. The interior has retained some original wood paneling, and the original oak floor, discovered in 1988, which was concealed under carpeting for many years. The stainless steel bar was formerly in the Brant Inn, and was completed with the classic jar of pickled eggs on hand. In 1948 or 1949, the Calgary Stampeders stayed here for the Grey Cup game in Toronto. In the 1950s, the cabins were rented by the month during a housing shortage. Big dance bands were brought in on Fridays and Saturdays from the 1950s to 1962. The Pig and Whistle Inn advertisement. Burlington Historical Society. In 1970, the original garage was demolished. In 1976, the new dining room was opened and a full liquor license was obtained, previously beer and wine license only. The cabins were demolished in 1977 and replaced by motel units in 1978. The Red Dragon in Grimsby was demolished in 2006. The Pig and Whistle Inn was a popular restaurant and night spot for dining, drinking and dancing for almost 70 years. The building received official heritage designation in 2000. The structure has been preserved, restored and renovated for adaptive use as part of the Hearthstone by the Lake Retirement Condominiums. There, it's used for larger functions and get-togethers. Jennifer Kemp is a lifelong Burlington resident with a genuine interest in local history, old photos and research. She is a Burlington Historical Society volunteer.